We're here at the Bear Respect the Rotation event, and could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Jason Norris-Worthy, Weed Scientist, University of Arkansas.
Jason, what was your main message to the growers here at this event?
Main emphasis is, again, they've got to be proactive, need to try to preserve technologies, and the best thing that you can do to preserve glyphosate is to try to be proactive and rotate technologies, use other herbicide modes of action before you lose glyphosate. A single escape within a field is going to rapidly result in complete failure and loss of a herbicide.
And you're speaking from experience because you've seen this happen in Arkansas, right?
Absolutely. Over the last, 2005, we found our first glyphosate-resistant population in Arkansas. And as of last year, we're estimating that we've got in excess of 2.5 million acres of resistant Palmer amaranth.
Now, you said once a herbicide is gone, it doesn't work anymore, what happens?
Once you lose a herbicide, you've lost it for good. And we can point back into history and look at other modes of action, the ALS chemistry, for instance. And again, once it is lost, you're going to have any escape that occurs from that point on is still going to carry that trait, only rare instances that it would not. And as a result, once you lose a herbicide, you will never again be able to effectively use that herbicide to control that weed.
So glyphosate is effectively gone.
Essentially for us, in terms of glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth, glyphosate will never again be an effective option for control of Palmer amaranth.
Well, quickly, you talked about a couple of things. One about Flag the Technology that's working down for you in Arkansas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Flag the Technology is basically where we take a colored flag, green, white, or red, and we'll place in the corner of the field. The green represents Liberty Link, white represents Roundup Ready, and it allows our growers and as well as adjacent growers to realize the technology that's actually being used in that field, and it minimizes misapplications as well as spray drift onto those fields.
And to help better respect the rotation, you talked about numbering the different herbicides, the different modes of action, and that we're going to be using that more in the future?
That is correct. Using group numbers, and basically that's just understanding the herbicide modes of action. It's using a number associated with that modes of action. It seems like to me growers are better able to understand a numbering system than they are, again, a biochemical mode of action.
Here at the Bear Respect the Rotation event in Collinsville, Illinois, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.